I've never made a stained glass window, but I have met one expert when I was living in Florida. His name was Ted Hergesel. Ted taught me how to, you know, kind of put stained glass windows together. And there's certain steps that you take to put a stained glass together. The first thing is to design it and make sure that you got all the right tools. The second thing is to trace a design, and then you cut the glass. Then there are some really important steps in the process of making stained glass. The next thing that you do is you put copper foil on the outside of the glass, and you might shave down some of the glass. And then the next step is something called soldering. Maybe you've heard of this, but it's where you warm the foil so that it's warm, so that you can start putting the pieces back together. And fragment by fragment, you then put it all together, soldering it together, and then you come up with a whole picture, something like that. What I want you to remember today is this. Isn't our God the ultimate glass-stained window maker? What I mean by that is this. Each one of us has fragmented pieces. Part of you is good. Christ shows himself in your life. Part of you is not so good. But God goes to work and puts every piece of you together through the life, death, and resurrection. His blood is what puts us together in a piece, whole, and gives us a picture. And what I'm thinking about this concept, what I'm maturing into is that salvation is not necessarily a momentary thing. Salvation is a process in which God is slowly piecing every part of our life together. God is not in the business of condemning us for our sin. God is in the business of restoring us and putting us together. In this passage, Nathan had to confront David with his sin. Think of parenting or maybe a relative, a moment in which you had to confront someone with a mistake that they had made. Now, thinking about there's really two ways that you can go. One is an aggressive way, and that's just to point the fault out and point out the mistake. You messed up. But that never works, does it? The person is oftentimes defensive. The person just lays blame. The person runs away. But there's another way to go about it to confront someone, and that is to start slow. Build the relationship. Maybe even tell a story and win that person on your side. That's what Nathan does to David. He tells a story because he wants to win David back, to restore him. John chapter 3, verse 17 puts it this way: God sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world, but to save the world. So when we confess our sins, we don't have to live in shame and guilt and cover things up, as the children's message talked about. Actually, when we confess our sin, we're just admitting, God, go to work and solder me. Put together the rough pieces, put together those good pieces, and make me whole. How awesome is that? How powerful is that? And David was made whole. When we see the stained glass windows of David and Moses and all the people of the Old Testament, Abraham, sometimes we might think, well, David, he was an adulterer and he murdered people. We might think Abraham, he lied quite a bit. Genesis 19 and 17. And Moses, he lacked faith. He didn't really want to move forward and trust the Lord. But you see, in time, when we travel and see these stained glass windows, we see them whole and put together, complete, sainted. So also with those mistakes in our lives, the fragmented pieces in our lives, the good and the bad. God is about restoring us into a complete picture. God is the ultimate stained glass maker. Let's pray about that today, and then we'll share our belief and how God works for us in the creed. Dear Heavenly Father, we are an assembled group of people each one of us is special in your sight. Each one of us has good pieces to us. We're saintly already. In fact, we can talk about how we're saints. Each one of us has some not so good parts, the sinner part. Lord, help us not to get caught up in whether we're 50% one way or 50% the other way. Lord, help us to see that it's really about you and how you put us together and make us whole as you made David whole in his life. We thank you for this teaching and thank you for how you go to work in our lives and the process you do to make us whole. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.